One problem every week. All you have to do is wake up every Monday or Tuesday. There's a couple of ballards down at the Chinese. They are €200 each to replace. It just can't continue. You have sat navs sending heavy vehicle goods still down our main street. It's when they come up from the Bray, from the Carrick side, they're trying to turn up towards Supervalue. What I'm suggesting is that we lose one or two car park spaces on either side, because the actual heavy vehicle goods can't turn. Then you have the traffic, as I said, coming down from Supervalue, and then as you come up to that junction, you have traffic coming from Supervalue, you have traffic coming up to Bray, and you have traffic coming from Church Lane. Nobody knows whether to stop, go, and it's just a bottleneck. So it needs to be looked at. It's an ongoing problem, and us as councillors, I'm just highlighting it again, that we have to come up with some solution.
It's twofold in the sense that there's a lot of traffic disruption, and that's bad for businesses, and it leads to frustration among shoppers and people that are coming into the town. But perhaps maybe on a more serious end of things as well, there was a real fear, and it was sounded here at the meeting today as well, that there could be an accident.
Well, that's been the problem. Listen, we're hearing about that there is accidents that even aren't reported, and how they're not reported is, you know, they have to be reported to the guards, and there has to be footage got. So we're not actually hearing the real level of accidents that's happening. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to come up with a solution. This has been an ongoing problem for years, and it's something as us as councillors, we're going to have to do something and get it passed in our municipal.
Those type of minor accidents would be something like maybe a mirror being swept off a car and something along those lines.
Yeah, exactly. And then probably people's not even reporting it.
Yeah. Do you feel in some ways maybe with events like that it's probably driving people and encouraging, not, I won't say encouraging, but maybe leading to people not coming into town?
Well, I'd say so. As everybody knows, it's a bottleneck, and it's very, very hard to get in and out of the car park at Supervalue. And then, as I said, then at certain times of the day, at school times in the morning, at school pick up at 4 o'clock, okay, there's a traffic delay for maybe 5-10 minutes, but it's the other heavy vehicle goods that are making deliveries into the town. They can't go down the main street, and they've been diverted to go around the whole town. So it's just a bottleneck, as we say, and we have to come up with some solution.